ओम शांति, ओम शांति। हैप्पीनेस इज अ साइन ऑफ एलिवेटेड स्टेज। आवर लाइफ इज ऑफ सेलिब्रेशन एंड तपस्या कंबाइंड। वेरी सून वी विल बी सेलिब्रेटिंग 90th ईयर, 90 of Baba's descent, of confluences, our Brahmin life, you know. So we will be celebrating 90 years, but also make our efforts nor fast nor intense, but natural. Where there is no struggle, where there is no laboring, but natural yogis, not only natural but very, very consistent. There won't be any fluctuations, there won't be any up and down. Constantly ascending and all the time enjoying our inheritance and welcoming our kingdom of golden age. Now every program we have these beautiful angels, they dance and make us joyful. So beautiful to celebrate. Whatever are the circumstances in the world, Baba's children are carefree. And there is this total security. Baba is taking care of us, and Baba will also what? Take care of us. Taking care of us and will take care. It's very interesting. Baba had been asking us collectively, wherever, whenever possible, experiment with power of yoga, power of mind, power of purity. Few days ago we had some visitors from a country where they can't talk about God, they cannot speak about religion, but they were very interested to serve their country, people of their country. So they were asking me, and then I realized that for quite a long time, Baba had been asking us to serve through the mind. So I was explaining them. They were, I think, 10, 11 applied for visa. Only 5 got, and they all 5 came. So then I realized that I think more than 1/3 of the world, we cannot give message through the words, whether it is because of religion or many different bondages, boundaries, limits. So I realized that how important now it is for us to increase our capacities to serve through the thought, serve through the mind. We use two words. One is good feelings and good wishes. Shubh bhavana. Bhavana is pure feelings. And kamna actually is this what I wish. But then sometimes our pure feelings can also become like very subtle desires, kamna. Kamna really means desire. It is wish also, I wish, but also subtle desires. So I always had been saying, we have to be ignorant of desires. Even for service, yes, we want service to increase, we want Baba's more children. But we don't have desire, but we know as much we are becoming perfect and complete. Automatically more service will happen. Baba has to be revealed, Baba has to be glorified. And Baba said, for that we also will be revealed. So I had been enjoying this month especially to use the power of yoga, power of mind. So for that, whether we are 500 or 5, whenever it is possible, we all take one thought, whether it is return home, returning home, golden age, my own stage of perfection, any one thought, and we sit together collectively. So that collective energy of a group can reach anywhere in the world. Baba said this morning also in Samurli that they have so many atomic nuclear weapons or whatever, other means of destruction. And Baba said they won't keep it, right? That is there. They feel security, and we know it's kind of threat to each other, right? So same way, our collective energy of Baba's love, of purity, of peace, of happiness. So I was feeling as we preparing our bombs also, right? Are we doing that? Combined energy of love. And then as Baba says, every thought has vibrations. And limitless speed, right? You think here, and instantly there is a response. If you know people, if you have relationships, it is your thought here, it can reach any country in a second. So the vibrations are very, the thought speed is really limitless. And Baba wants us to have always, always elevated thought. Pure thought, elevated thought. so that when that thought travels, so only way to serve the world is through our power of mind. No way we can go into each country, open centers, or not practical. More we realize that how countries are creating more boundaries and divided based on religion, color, language, you know, more and more. On one side, we know we talk about world family, and but on the other side, they say in the name of the peace, world is dividing into pieces more and more. When we joined UN, there were 167 or 180 countries, and now we have 200 some, because there is peace, there is independence, but then more and more divisions, right? So we know what is happening around, but each one of us, we are so busy or so focused on seeing that my stage, I'm on journey, and my destination is perfection, complete. So it's like we are very joyful about that our intellect is not disturbed by anything. We look at circumstances as drama, scenes of drama, like a playing game. And our attention is that not allow any circumstances to enter our mind and intellect. We cannot waste our thoughts. We cannot waste our time. It's very, very valuable. So every thought for the establishment of God's kingdom, golden age, deity world, right? So internally we all are very enthusiastic all the time, because we are ascending, we are busy, we are trying to accomplish the task, we are sustaining yajna, so many beautiful things which we all are doing. So not only enthusiasm, but lot of happiness, lot of joy. And one thing is, Baba says, carefree and double light. It was so interesting when this morning's Avyakti signal was that you use power, you use you. But then if there is, like there are devices and there is no connection, no? Sometimes you go in the room, you turn on something because somebody has unplugged the devices. So first thing you say, let me see if connection is there. So I really like when Baba says that the power, God's power and soul's power, God's power and soul's power is like current. And when we have that current, see, when we have current, everything works, right? So whenever we find that things are not working the way I want, whether personal or service or anything. It's not working. Because connection is not there. So I really, after that, start thinking, notice that, yes, true. But also, let's say, I have a lot of patience. Because many people say, I had been working on this, or I had been working on this soul. But it's not working. It's not happening. So what we do? Look at the connection. It is so interesting that it is soul consciousness. It's remembrance of Baba. Is traffic controller? How many of you feel more and more pulled towards silence? Majority of you. Because your stage of perfection is invoking you. And power of silence at this time makes your path very, very clear and easy. Brahma Baba, any situation, any scene of drama will just stay in silence. Of course, those who have to do something, speak something, they're doing it. But Baba will be in silence. And I used to feel that in silence, it's like laser, you know. Everything is clear, clear, clear. So too much thinking, it doesn't work. Right? We don't need to think too much. Just be in silence, right? So that practice, which I am saying, whether it is of Swadharma, religion of the self, purity and peace, whether it is our home, whether it is stage where I am full, loveful, peaceful. But many stages, Baba says, within 1 second, Baba used the word, don't become image of thoughts. Sochita sthiti nahi. But it should be the stage. And double light. Double light could be internally light or externally bright. Everyone's face sparkling, eyes sparkling with God's love. So not only internally light, lightness, but externally also. Baba's children, our eyes also sparkle, right? Carefully. Baba, in a way, is becoming more invisible, right? Incognito. But then his presence, we feel at every step. Baba's help, Baba's power. And from knowledge, our insights are growing. And this during the time of Diwali, with Mahalakshmi, they show Ganesh is being worshipped. Mahalakshmi and Ganesh. So this time I said, wisdom and prosperity. It's not just knowledge, but also being sensible, being wise. And keep our accounts very clear for everything, whether it is thoughts or words, whether it is relationship, whether it's money. Clear accounts. No waste feelings for anyone. Who is this? Who is? What are this one sanskar? Why I have to notice it? Many say there is difference of sanskars. So I say it's very good because we have to be different, right? But also we are with one Baba. So never any conflict with anyone, conflict of sanskars, no. Because we all have gone beyond all that. So you feel the pull, though. And when there is pull, then you don't practice, but like you want to be in that stage now. Baba had been saying that your lab is of practice. Abhyas ka prayogshala. Baba used the word lab. So we keep experimenting. So as I said, if any power you are using, any virtue you are using, and it's not working, the reason is loose connection. Because some of us still go to Baba with some request, with some thought. Baba, I want a house, big building for center. So we are doing bhatti now for getting house. And Dadi Janki one time said, as soon as you are ready, house will also come. If Goddess is ready, temple will be built. So it's just like the feeling of we are becoming closer and closer. And internally we feeling, as I said, different kinds of, oh, I want to be quiet, I want to be more peaceful, I want to, you know, it's like feelings to be in that stage also is increasing. So whether new ones or old ones, right? Our enthusiasm is also increasing. There is more and more interest to go into depth of worldly. We want to study very well. So it's not there might be few who are less interested, but majority, there is more and more interest. Love for yajna is increasing. So we all are ascending. And when we ascend, we are good examples. Right? And good example means people can follow. And this Sunday, Murli Baba said that you are image of angels, right? You are already image of angels. Do you feel from yourself you are angel? Let me see hands. Everyone? No? If not angels, then what? Brahman, so angel, and angel, so deity. So deep within you also feel that divinity and purity. Purity is there, but that purity is changing into divine being. I think you feel it, right? You feel it? Yes or no? Yes, no? So I'm telling you what are the pulls. So we feel where we're going, what is our state. So that keeps us not only busy in making efforts, but we enjoy our efforts. There's a lot of energy, lot of joy, lot of happiness. Looking at our efforts. Baba's love, all the time Baba's love towards every soul, whatever they are. Sun shines, moon shines, and they don't give light according to what people are, right? Anyone can take as much light they want. So as much you have God's love in your heart, in your eyes. And that's what, when people come, of course, they want to learn Raj Yoga course. We have 7 days course, and we try to give course in this way, that way, so that more souls can take. But actually it is God's love. If you all think how we came in knowledge and what's sustaining us, it's love. It's through Dadis. And now we can say with everyone, some of us have been assigned as an instrument, but everyone is an instrument. Right? Everyone is an instrument. So that God loves through us is what is the power of sustenance. We are family feeling, belonging, we all are one. All Baba's children, worldwide, wherever they are, it's one family. No? These days we do global bhatti, then so many global things we do. Because it is one family. And all have common destination. So what I am saying, that feel your pulls, feel your how close you are now. And many, many qualities. Everyone can notice, I am better, I have improved, I am transforming myself, no effort, realization keep increasing. And as much our realization increase, transformation happens. Transformation within a second, a thought comes, I notice this is from the sanskar, change it within a second. Even when Baba says suddenly things will happen, they're not suddenly, doesn't mean always test papers, right? But suddenly opportunities come. So we have to be ready. Opportunity to serve, opportunity to give message. So we have to be ever ready. Baba used to tell us that in your bag there should be Baba's card or flyer. Because when you meet somebody, they say, oh, what's your information, right? These days we have blessing cards with us. People say, can you bless us? I always say, God will bless. I have good wishes for you. And then we give a blessing card, right? Wherever. Whether you meet a doctor or you meet a air hostess or you meet anyone, anywhere, right? They ask for blessings. So many, many opportunities for service. So we have to be ever ready. See, sometimes we think ever ready means to go. Yes, that's also happening. But ever ready for Baba's seva. Ever ready for every opportunity. So we have so many good things and happy happenings. And so Baba's love sustains us and will sustain others. Even we say we need more classes, more. That is all right. But true sustenance is really from God's love. Right? Do you all agree what I am saying? Yes? So more you look at yourself and try to look at your feelings and where the pull is, what is happening. Sometimes people say there are settling of karmic accounts, so there are more difficulties. Today someone was asking, when Baba says, be conqueror of matter, how do you manage with settling with the body? Mind belongs to Baba, body belongs to Baba, everything belongs to Baba. And internally, if you are always still ready for service, Baba will use body. Dadi Gulzar, whenever she had a big settling, there was huge service. Our global hospital was the initiative of the doctor who did her surgery. Nirvana Bhai said, oh, we should have a big hospital. And then one person said, okay, I will sponsor part of it, I will donate. And her body's sickness created many types of things. So never get fearsome. This is happening, this might happen now. Baba will take care. Of course, we have to be sensible to take care of mind, body, relationships, everything. We use knowledge, we use power of yoga. But we know that Baba also gives power. Baba also helps me. Right, so remain carefree, double light, and keep checking your connection. Don't Maya unplug it, right? That's what Maya does too. Right? So everyone is okay. Very okay. Oh wow, that's good. So for 5 minutes we all together we take one thought and see the power of that thought. Baba had been using, you know, in Hindi we say Shanti. But Shanti is peace. But Shanti also is silence. Do I need to be peaceful first or I have to be in silence first? Peaceful. How many of you think peaceful? First peaceful, then silent. So just be peaceful. Like in the ocean, no, Baba keeps saying, go into depth of ocean, depth of ocean. There is lot of waves on the top of the ocean, right? But as you go deeper, it's so quiet, so silent. Nothing moves there because the element of air is not going down. So same is when you go beyond circumstances, situation, thoughts of outer world. Very quiet, very peaceful. And then you are also silent. So let's do that, right? For 5 minutes.